Okay, pop quiz. Raise your hand if you've ever heard any of these in the last 30 days. AI is going to replace your job. You need to learn AI or you're going to get left behind. This tool does in 10 seconds what used to take you 3 hours. Cool, cool, cool. Super comforting. And then you sit down at your desk, you open your laptop, and the loudest voice in the room isn't your boss. It's the one in your head going, "Am I falling behind?" If that hit a nerve, good. You are exactly in the right place. Hey, 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 my people leaders, my growth getters. I just Googled, will AI take my job at 11 p.m. last Tuesday, crew? Welcome back to Workday Playdate with Improve It, the show where we use humor and play to help you lead better, live better, and today, breathe through the robot apocalypse. Just kidding, kind of. I'm your host, Erin Deal, and before we jump in, just a quick favor that truly helps this show grow. If you have ever listened to this show and thought, oh, wow, I didn't know I needed that, please go leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Those reviews help us bring on incredible guests and keep this playdate growing, and I literally read every single one, so thank you so much in advance. And before we go any further, because I know where some of you are right now, if you are feeling anxious about AI, uncertain about the future, and honestly kind of tired of pretending you have it all figured out, we made you something. It is a quiz called How Do You Lead Through Failure and Uncertainty? Because AI anxiety, it's really just uncertainty wearing a techie costume, okay? Now, this quiz helps you figure out how you naturally respond when things feel unknown, and it gives you practical techniques you can literally use right now. You can grab it at the link in the show notes, and I highly recommend taking it before or right after this episode. All right, y'all, let's play. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now, a word from our sponsors. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to the show. Okay, peeps, today we are starting with a game because obviously it's Workday Playdate. So I want you to say this out loud. I know exactly how AI fits into my job. I know exactly how AI fits into my job. Now, again, I want you to say it one more time, but this time, like you are presenting this to your executive team. I know exactly how AI fits into my job. Say that with me. I know exactly how AI fits into my job. Now I want you to check in with yourself. Did that feel true? Or did your insides go, ha? No. That right there, that is honesty. And honesty is where we play best. So here is what is happening, y'all. And I see this literally everywhere. AI did not send you a calendar invite before it showed up. It just sort of arrived. Like a surprise scene partner who walked on stage, grabbed the spotlight, and started doing a monologue about machine learning. And you're standing there in the wings on the side of the stage like, wait, do I say yes and to this? Do I even know my line? So instead of engaging, you freeze. Or you perform. You pretend like you're fine. You smile and you nod. And the AI strategy meeting while internally Googling what is a large language model under the table, LLM for short. And I say this all with the most love possible because same. I want you to listen up because, y'all, we are not imagining this. You are not imagining this. A recent American Psychological Association survey found that nearly 40% of workers are worried AI will make some or all of their job duties obsolete. Almost 2 in 3 workers say they experience regular stress and burnout, and uncertainty about the future of work is their major driver. Here's the kicker, y'all. Only about 1 in every 4 workers have received any kind of training or guidance on AI from their employer. So let me get this straight. The world is saying, you need to figure out AI. Your boss is saying, we need an AI strategy. And nobody has actually taught you anything. That's not a you problem. That is a setup problem. So here's the truth that I need you to hear. AI anxiety is not about technology. It's about uncertainty. And uncertainty, y'all, that is just a scene you have not played yet. You've done uncertain before. New job, uncertain. First time managing, uncertain. Leading through a global pandemic, wildly, spectacularly uncertain. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, right? And you figured it out. You figured it out. Not because you had all the answers, but because you were willing to step on stage anyway. And y'all, if you really want to understand exactly how you naturally handle moments like this, I'm telling you, please take our quiz, How Do You Lead Through Failure and Uncertainty? It is in the show notes, and it will give you techniques tailored to your style. Because we're not going to outrun AI. We are going to out-human it. You heard? So let's take a breath. Take a breath in. Take a breath out. Take a deep breath all the way from the diaphragm. Here we go. Breathe out. Hold my hand, because we are not going to panic our way through this one. We are going to improv our way through it. Because here's the thing about improv and why it's so beautiful. You never know what is going to come next. And that's kind of the whole point. So, y'all know I built you a framework. I built you a step-by-step guide. It is called the AI Scene, and it is going to be a framework to help us bring AI into the scene of our lives. Okay, so we've got 4 steps. Step 1 is called accept the scene. Accept the scene. Now, rule number 1 in improv comedy, you accept on that stage what is given to you. We call this in improv accepting the offer. So let, for example, your scene partner walks on stage and says, hey, we're on the moon. You don't say, no, we're not. You say, wow, the moon smells like cheese and broken dreams. And I love it here. AI is on the stage, y'all. It's here. It already showed up. You don't have to love it. You don't even have to like it. You do not have to be an expert. You just have to stop pretending that it's not there. So try this. Say this out loud with me. Here we go. If you're walking down the street, just say it to yourself. If you're in your car or shower, y'all better be screaming this. Here we go. AI is a part of my work world now. I don't have to have all the answers yet. Say it to me. AI is a part of my work world now. I don't have to have all the answers yet. That is acceptance, not surrender, not excitement, just presence. And presence is the first step to playing well. So, step 1, accept the scene. My peeps, I hope you are enjoying the show. We'll be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You're listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now back to our show. Step 2. It's called improvise your entry point. Improvise your entry point. So here's where people get stuck. They think they need to learn all of AI, every tool, every platform, every acronym. Okay, they're Claude coding, they're Claude desktoping, they've got Claude integrating all the connectory things. That's like walking into an improv show and trying to play every character in every scene. You are going to burn out in scene one. Instead, you find your entry point and you ask yourself, what is one task that I do every week that feels repetitive, tedious, or soul-sucky? That is your opening scene. Maybe it's drafting emails. Maybe it's summarizing meeting notes. Maybe it's building that weekly report that nobody reads but everyone expects. You don't need a PhD in prompt engineering. You need 15 minutes and a willingness to play. Open up a free AI tool. ChatGPT, Claude, those all have free tools built into them. Type in what you need. See what comes back. If you got a terrible result, great. Now you know something. That is data. Tweak it. Try again. Y'all, that is literally improv. You throw something out, you see what sticks, and you build from there. All right? So step two is you're going to improvise your entry point. Step three, scene build with your team. Scene build with your team. Now, here is the part that no one talks about. AI anxiety is worse than isolation. When you're sitting alone thinking everyone else gets this and I don't, I promise you at least five other people on your team are thinking the exact same thing. In improv, the magic never comes from just one person. It comes from the ensemble. And from the group saying, hey, I don't know where this scene is going either, but let's figure it out together. So here is your move. Start an AI playground at work. I'm not saying a formal training, not a strategy session, a playground. Literally, we have a membership community called Leadership Playground. You grab 3 to 4 people, you set a 30-minute timer, and you pick one task. You try an AI tool together. You share what works. You laugh at what doesn't. You make it low stakes. You make it fun. You make it messy. Because learning is faster when it's social. And it's way less scary when no one is pretending to be an expert. All right? And again, if you're the leader thinking, but I should know more than my team, I want you to take the quiz. How do you lead through failure and uncertainty? Because I promise you, it will show you exactly how your uncertainty style is showing up and what to do about it. All right? So that was step three, scene build with your team. Step four, take your encore. Take your encore. Now, in improv, the encore is where you come back and you show the audience what you've got. The audience is clapping. They're wanting more. All right. It's not the first scene. It's after you've warmed up, after you failed a few times, after you found your groove. Your encore with AI is not mastering it. It's integrating it. It's the moment you realize, oh, this tool didn't replace me. It gave me 45 minutes of my life back. And I used those 45 minutes to actually talk to my team like a human. That's the encore. AI doesn't make you less valuable. It makes the things that make you human, empathy, creativity, connection, leadership, it makes those things more valuable. The robots can write the email. They cannot read the room. That is your superpower, and I don't want you to forget it. So let's recap. Step one, accept the scene. Step two, improvise your entry point. Step three, scene build with your team. And step four, take your encore. The AI scene framework, all right? Accept it, improvise, scene build, encore. That simple. Accept it, improvise, scene build, encore. You don't need to do it all today. You just need to walk on stage. So I love to end every show with the playdate practice. This is where you're going to put what we've put on this playdate into practice this week. And this week's playdate practice is called the 15-minute improv lab. Okay. So step one, you're going to set a timer. That's it for 15 minutes. Step two, you're going to pick one thing from your week that felt tedious. Maybe it was drafting something. Maybe it was summarizing something, formatting something. You know that thing that you're like, I just don't want to do this again. That thing. All right? Step three, you are going to open a free AI tool and try it. There is no pressure. You are just going to play. No pressure to be good, to be efficient. You're just going to explore. And then step four, write down what happened, what worked, what was weird, what surprised you. And step five, you're going to tell one person about it. That could be a coworker, a friend, your cat. Just say it out loud. I tried this thing and here's what happened. And if you're sitting there thinking, I don't even know what to feel right now, I'm just so overwhelmed, start with the quiz. How do you lead through failure and uncertainty? You'll find it in the show notes. Understand your style first, then play. If this episode hit you, if it had something inside you going, okay, maybe I can do this, trust that. Go take the How Do You Lead Through Failure and Uncertainty quiz in the show notes, because you don't need to become an AI expert overnight. You need to understand how you move through uncertainty, and then you need to take one small step. Send today's episode to somebody on your team who's been quietly stressed about this. You know who they are. They probably smiled through the last AI meeting while dying inside. We are not doing AI anxiety alone anymore. And please remember to leave that iTunes review so we can keep bringing you more content like this. I see you, my peeps. I am rooting for you. And guess what? The robots, they're rooting for you too. Probably. I mean, they don't have feelings, but you get it. So go take the stage and I'll see you next time on Workday Playdate with Improve It. Bye.